Humboldt's Board of Supervisors has lauded the department that does some of the county's most challenging work. The work of the Child Welfare Services, or CWS, division was recognized in a resolution approved at the August 27th supervisors' meeting. The discussion included references to recent criticisms, including a grand jury report that found CWS court filings are often late, but Board Chair Rex Bone, who sponsored the resolution, said CWS caseworkers are dedicated and hardworking. He said, quote, "Are there issues? Yeah. You want to know why there's issues? Because they never close, they're operating 24/7, and they're there when they get called." Department of Health and Human Services Assistant Director Michelle Stevens said CWS social workers deal with trauma and in so doing experience it themselves.
I started in DHHS as a social worker in emergency response, and I will tell you that I feel like arguably child welfare work is the hardest area of social work practice because of the inherent conflict of wanting to be a helper and help children and families, but also having the profound responsibility of assessing child safety and having to remove children when it's warranted. Secondary trauma is a real experience. Many of us have experienced that. And it's difficult. There's inherent conflict between the work that we do and how families are impacted by that. It's traumatic for everybody, including children and the social workers that are involved.
Coral Sanders, the county's chief probation officer, said CWS social workers deal with families facing unimaginable difficulties and experience vicarious trauma, but are dedicated to their work. Jean Gordon, executive director of court-appointed special advocates of Humboldt, said that work is complicated by multiple challenges.
What I've learned over my 25 years in this space is that working with children and families involved in the foster care system is tireless work that is grounded in the desire to help others and make a difference in the community. I also know that each child and family has their own unique story, strengths, and needs. It takes heart and grit on the part of social workers and providers to show up for families in such a vulnerable, chaotic, and uncertain time in their lives. As a public entity, Child Welfare Services receives a high degree of scrutiny from the community that comes from a deep caring for fellow neighbors and doing the right thing for children. Having worked in this field for so long, I also understand that no system is perfect, and many of the challenges we face here in Humboldt County aren't unique to us. Like other counties across the state, there's a shortage of social workers, and there aren't nearly enough therapeutic mental health services or substance use treatment disorder centers available to support teens and parents. The state continuously places new mandates about best practices on counties and local governments, which only increases the workload and responsibilities of social workers. While these mandates are based on good intentions and a hopeful vision, there is no way that one social worker or one county agency can do it on their own, let alone do it well.
Humboldt District Attorney Stacy Eads said CWS caseworkers are driven by their compassion.
Everyone that joins CWS is a giver and a helper, and they put their hearts into it. There are, as other speakers have mentioned, a number of mandates and requirements. Confidentiality certainly is one of the biggest challenges, not being able to come forward and share everything that you might know that might be pertinent to a particular situation. And the secondary trauma is something that really requires all of these helpers and givers to truly give a part of their heart and the work that they do. So I'm very grateful that the board brought this forward and grateful for the work that Child Welfare Services does. I also want to highlight that from the district attorney's office specifically, we're really grateful for the collaborative work that we do together with Child Welfare Services. We do work specifically addressing the commercial sexual exploitation of children. So the CSEC team, that's very active within the Child Welfare Services, very important work, the sexual trafficking of children, addressing those problems that are very real here in Humboldt County.
Danielle Vickman, a detective with the county's sheriff's office, said county families and children experience trauma and need help, and quote, "Without Child Welfare Services, some of these kids would be overlooked. They would not get the assistance they need." Bone said CWS handles 3,300 cases per year and was ranked number one in the state for timely investigations in the month of July. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.